Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, and Jake behind the glass on the ones and twos. We say hello now to forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders on our new time slot. What's up, Chris?
Man, what is going on? Man, I'm actually doing pretty good. We got a scrimmage today at 6:30 against a team called Rockville and Murfreesboro. So I'm kind of amped up right now, ready to go. But also, too, I'm going to tape the Tennessee Titans football game and see what they're going to do tonight.
All right, how the Big Red looking?
We're looking pretty good. I mean, we got a new offense. We run a lot of RPOs and stuff like that. But, yeah, we're looking pretty good. We're going to surprise some folk. I'm just going to keep quiet, lay in the cut, and just get after some folk.
Well, I love hearing that. That's awesome. So there is a guy that I am looking at tonight because it's come out that it looks like no Calvin Ridley, no Tyler Lockett.
Oh, my goodness.
So Elik Iomanner, yeah. I need to see something from you, young man. You got an opportunity to especially to play with Cam Ward for a little bit. I want to see what number five's got.
And me too. I mean, we always talk about opportunities, and I think it's a great opportunity for Elik because the thing about it is, just say the scenario happens in the year to where he goes down, he can be the number one wide receiver. I know they got Tyler Lockett. I know they got Van Jefferson. But this is a guy that's been outstanding through camp. You watch him in the when he went against the Bucs in practice. You watch against Atlanta. This guy looks pretty good. I love the way he runs routes. I love how he makes the big plays. And here's the thing that I love about Elik. Is your quarterback trust him? So I want to see if the same thing can translate from the practice field to actually to the game field.
Talking to Chris Sanders on the Chase Big Joe Show. What's happening? All right, here's your song. You ready for it?
Here we go. Yep.
All right, come on, Chris.
Back down, homie, back again.
There you go, buddy.
Get a little wind.
I can see you with your MC Hammer pants on, walk around Ohio State singing this.
Hey, true story. I had the MC Hammer pants and the high top fade. Come on, man.
You were looking good back in the day.
I bet you were looking, fantastic back there.
No, my gear was terrible, and my haircut was bad. On that gear, give like $2 for a haircut, so they gave me the price, so I'm good.
Who had a better haircut on Ohio State's campus, you or Vrabel?
he almost had a comb over. That was close, so I don't know. It was close.
You talk about what you want to see of the game tonight. There's no Ridley playing, like we said, no Lockett playing tonight. We had Tim Hasselbeck on the day, and I said what I wanted to see tonight, Chris, what's wrong with coming out and doing a two-minute offense at the beginning of the
Thank
game?
Thank you. I would love to do that because I want to see how he handles pressure. And I'm glad you said that. I want them to be at the minus one and go 99 yards. I want to see how he orchestrates the offense, set the front of the defense, all those things that you want to see your starting quarterback do. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I want to see him have a complete series. Yes, start out with a two-minute drill and let him see how he handles pressure. But I think that'd be a great idea, Big Joe.
Yeah, I know he can hand the ball off. I don't want to see that.
I know that. I know. I mean, I want to see him throw to these young wide receivers. I want to see how he handles pressure. I want to see when – I know the game's not on the line, but I want to see to where if the game was on the line, how is he going to respond? Because just looking at the practices, he's consistently looking cool. He's consistently looking calm, and he's consistently, you know, trying to do the right thing. Now I want to see him in a pressure situation to where he doesn't have to think and let his skill set come to fruition.
I love it. I know he's a young guy, and young quarterbacks do this. They ask him early in camp why he was throwing some certain play in practice. He's like,
"Right,
oh, I'm just doing things in practice that I would never do in a game."
Right.
And I'm thinking, that's what practice is for, not things you're never going to do. Work on the things you're going to do in a game.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing about it is that's why you watch film to improve what you need to do. I mean, the one thing I love about Cam Ward, I know this is a scary thing to say for a quarterback, but he's not afraid to take risks. And when you have a quarterback that's not afraid to take risks and handle adversity, I think you have some. Because if you watch him, I think it was a couple of weeks ago or a week ago when he threw six interceptions, his body language and his body demeanor never changed. So when you have a quarterback that it actually is a rookie but doesn't act like a rookie, he's going to be one of the leaders of your team.
So we just read rankings from ESPN about positional rankings, and the Titans are pretty bad in a lot of places, except they got him number five in offensive line and number four in defensive line. I mean, they've got some foundational blocks, Chris, to build off of.
I mean, they do. I mean, you get Dan Moore from Pittsburgh. You got Zeitler from, the Detroit Lions. You got Cushenberry just coming back. You got Skowronski. You got J.C. Latham that's playing at a top level, lost a lot of weight. So, I mean, I believe that. But the key is when they really start throwing the kitchen sink at this offensive line, because it's good in preseason. It's good enough because a lot of things are vanilla. But now when you start getting into the season, are these guys cohesively going to work together? Are they going to be able to communicate, understand where the blitz is coming from? That's what you want to see with your offensive line. Because if you look at last year, you know, they gave up 52 sacks. I know the roster's different, but they gave up 52 sacks. You don't want that number to increase. You want it to decrease.
We're talking to Chris Sanders here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Looking at the other side of the ball, you know, the secondary is intriguing to me, because I actually think there's a chance they could be really good. There's also a chance that they could go in the wrong direction, because I just don't think they have a ton of depth, especially if Snead is out. Two guys I'm really curious about, Darryl Baker and Jarvis Brownlee, because I've been impressed with them to this point. What do you think?
I like it, but the only thing that scares me about Brownlee in the secondary is they don't have, this is my opinion, they don't have the top-end speed. And when you're going in the AFC South and you're going against some big-time receivers, you got to have the top-end speed, because if you know Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, he's going to blitz and leave those guys on the island. And if they don't have the top speed and if they can't shut down a receiver, it could be a long day, because after Hooker and all those guys in the secondary, I mean, what else do you have? And I think that can be the Achilles heel of this defense, because you know the front, if they don't get to the quarterback and they don't put no pressure on the quarterback and the quarterback sits back there and sits all day to throw the ball, I mean, it can be a long day for the secondary.
When we talk about a guy taking a step forward, Tavondre Sweat's name comes up a lot. In your mind, Chris, what is a step forward from year one to year two for him?
I mean, he's got to be dominant. I mean, we talk about guys having splash plays. We don't need more splash plays to where every other game you make a play and then you all of a sudden fall into a sack. We don't need that. You need to be like an Aaron Donald. I'm not saying he's Aaron Donald, but you need to kind of be like that to where when the game's on the line, you have to make the play. You got to dominate. You can't just be a player. You got to be an impact player. And if he can turn into an impact player, you just made your whole defensive better. You made Arden Key better. You made Jeffrey Simmons better. Why? Because you have a guy that's playing nose tackle demanding a lot of attention.
Talking to Forever Titans receiver Chris Sanders. Chris, what do you tell your receivers when a pass play breaks down? You tell them to go down the field or come back?
Yeah, there's a set of rules. I mean, it all depends. Just say if you're the number one guy and you're running a go route, your job is to come back to the ball. And just say if you're a number two guy and you run a deeper cross, you got to come all the way across to get into the view of the quarterback. So when I coach my wide receivers, there's a set of rules. If I'm on the backside, I got to make sure I get it in his window. When I say I get in his window, I got to make sure we see this. So when I tell my receivers, wherever he's rolling out, you got to make sure that you understand the route that you're on, but understand that you got to get into his vision to make sure he can see you.
All right, when you know, how does a receiver know when he's running that deep route that the play has gone to hell? I mean, do you tell him to look back and see, like, if he scrambles, if you see him scramble, go back? I mean, there's a lot of cat and mouse here.
Yeah, it is, because the thing about it is you got a 3-step drop, a 5-step drop, and a 7-step drop. If I run a slant, which is going a quick game, and I run the slant, and all of a sudden it's not thrown into the window and the play is like a second long, then I got to figure out, okay, something's in trouble in the backfield. And then when you got a 5-step drop, you run a comeback or you run like a deep curl or a deep dig, and then you don't get the ball right away. You see the quarterback kind of get out of the pocket. Those are the things where the clock needs to start ticking and say, okay, you know what? I got to get in his peripheral. I got to make sure I make something happen. And if you look at Peyton Manning and Harrison, a lot of their balls were caught on the scramble, and that's what makes those guys so special. So now you got Cam Ward with some young guys, they got to understand the rules. They got to understand if they're 1, 2, or 3 wide receiver.
We always talk about separation. You know, for offensive linemen, you know, I want your hands off of me. If you're defensive lineman, all that good stuff. Who was the toughest guy for you to separate from when you were playing in the NFL?
Dale Carter from the University of Tennessee. Man,
one of Joe's favorites.
Yeah, first of all, he's a mean dude. I mean, he was mean, but the thing that I love about him is if I could beat him, I know I could beat some of the best cornerbacks in the league. But at that time, you know, Dale Carter was that dude. I mean, he was long, he was physically he studied the wide receiver. So when Les Steckel told me when I was going against him, you got to do something that he's never seen before. So what he did is on the last move, that's when he throws his hand out to try to jam you. So what I had to do is I had to reintroduce myself into getting off the line of scrimmage. And what do I mean by that? That means instead of doing something at the line of scrimmage, I had to just go and make him do something that he wasn't accustomed doing. And that's how I beat him for two touchdowns.
Oh, goodness. Good for you, buddy.
He is forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders joining us here in the program. Every Friday at 1 o'clock is the new spot. So we're looking forward to that and having
looking
you here.
Looking forward to, brothers. Man, thank y'all so much.
Good luck tonight in the scrimmage and next week. That's when it's all going to happen.
It is on like popcorn. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program, as he will do every Friday at 1 o'clock. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
I love watching. He posts highlights that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so fast. I mean, it was so fast. And to see him take off, we always joke about, because one of the touchdowns he scores against, I guess it's Cincinnati, he actually jumped over a Buick in the end zone. That always makes me laugh.
Coming up next, a punishment has been handed out, and there is one coach that better hope his NFL job works out, because he won't be coaching in college football for a very long time. We will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.